So just come into a comfortable seated posture, whatever your particular body can manage, ideally sitting cross-legged on the floor, but if not, in a chair, just ensuring that the spine is straight. And just take whatever time you need to allow the murky waters of the mind to settle. If you need to take a few deep breaths in, just to help release any built-up energy, that can be helpful. And allow your awareness to be present. Right now, in this moment, just noticing when I say the word awareness, how do you know that you're aware? Whatever thought comes up, whatever idea or concept or judgment, you know that's not the awareness. That's just a thought. So if you can allow these thoughts and concepts just to settle, just to be in the background, without you needing to push them into the background, but as you turn your attention more to this reality of awareness, that itself will come to the fore. And the thinking mind will start to settle. So we have this capacity to know, to be aware, to be present. But without forcing it, and more importantly, without turning awareness into a concept, just know, just be. It's not an object, it's not a thing, but your own experience tells you of your capacity to cognize, to recognize this empty cognizance right now. So when we do this, it brings us immediately into the present moment. It brings us immediately into a recognition of the empty nature of the mind. And it brings us immediately into a place of quietude, a place of peace and stillness. And it's not something we have to force. And we should be careful about not forcing anything here. It's just a gentle turning towards your own ever-present, inherent awareness. And what's so special about this? You might think. It's no big deal. I guess this awareness is there all the time. And it is there all the time. But most of the time, it's obscured by our thinking, discursive mind. And it's obscured by the range of defilements that get triggered, the emotional reactions that get triggered. And when those winds get stirred up in the mind, in the heart, this awareness is very much in the background and is sometimes buried so deep that we have no sense of it at all. So firstly, the important thing in meditation is to start to recognize this inherent awareness. And to rest into it naturally. The things that we need to avoid doing is to avoid making it an object, conceptualizing it, grasping it as some sort of identity or ultimate reality. Or some claim that we stake about our own enlightenment or anything like this. Not to make it into something. So if you see yourself objectifying it or getting conceited about your ability to recognize awareness and abide in it, then we need to see through these delusions and drop it. being aware is not an achievement. It's not an attainment. It's simply a coming back, a resting into our own nature. And once we can do that with a certain degree of humility and authenticity, then the challenge is to really trust it. To trust that this awareness, resting into it, allowing all the thoughts and ideas about ourselves to dissolve. When we trust that, then it has the capacity, or this process has the capacity, to awaken us. The more and more we can abide in awareness and give up our grasping of all concepts, all ideas, views and opinions, then this awareness has a purifying process to it. It purifies the defilements or the vasanas. And this is why it is a big deal. And this is why we need to trust it. It's not we, it's not us that are doing this process of purification. It happens all by itself. The longer we can abide in this awareness, the longer we can see through where we're grasping, holding, or clinging, and when we see through that, then we can let go. Or more accurately, when we see with wisdom, letting go happens of its own accord. As we abide in this awareness for longer periods of time, without making it a chore or an effort, the greater degree of calm and tranquility we will experience. And from this basis of calm, it provides a springboard into insight, into wisdom. And again, it's not us having to develop the wisdom per se. It's that the wisdom factors are there, ready to be awakened. If we allow the mind to settle and to give things up, so this is really important to recognize that the process of meditation happens by itself. The letting go happens by itself. The factors of wisdom develop by themselves. And understanding this at a deep level, then we see that there's no one here having to do anything. And this can be a a huge relief. It can take such a burden out of this so-called practicing in meditation. When we recognize that we just need to sit and watch and observe and trust. To trust in the awareness itself, which is the purifying factor. And as the mind purifies, like anything that's purified or cleaned, it's so much easier to see clearly. So abiding in this awareness and trusting it, the mind becomes purified of the obscurations. Very naturally. And as the mind becomes purified of the obscurations, then wisdom comes to the fore. We see clearly. The murky waters have settled. The mirror has been polished. The waves have settled. Whatever metaphor works for you in understanding this process. And whatever insights emerge for you will be appropriate to your level of understanding. And the more you practice, the deeper you go. The more these insights will arise and emerge. You can hear the words of the masters, and then as you take them into your quiet sitting, some of those understandings might really come to the fore. You see clearly in your own psychophysical makeup what they're talking about, what they're pointing to. And there's no need to force any of these insights. But it is important to just keep putting things down. Distractions. Mundane memories of the past. Desires, imaginations for the future. If we can just keep putting these things down, then it gives us a chance to really clear the way for greater insights to emerge naturally. You can also recollect skillfully some of the main principles of the teachings. Whether it be self-inquiry, looking into this notion of I, that we construct, and look and see the mechanisms of that. Or else we might look at investigating concept of impermanence within the conditioned realm and seeing within our own experience how this is the case. or we can look directly at this empty mind. To see how, whilst there's consciousness, there's nowhere that we can locate, we can pinpoint. So there's any number of contemplations that one can pick up and use, not so much in an intellectual thinking mode, but more in a contemplative way. And when we contemplate, or when we understand more intuitively, then this can really deepen our meditation too. But allow yourself to be guided by your own intuitive wisdom. When we trust our own inner processes more, trust that we have the wisdom within us, it's just waiting there. Once we allow it to fruit, we can find the answers that we're seeking, the understandings that we're seeking. But we kind of have to feel our way through this, not think our way. Recognize the possibilities of how we can understand things without thinking. This is so. The mind can be completely quiet without thoughts, and yet there is a complete cognition, a complete understanding of whatever we turn that mind towards. So this is a whole nother level of, well, you could call it intelligence, I suppose, but perhaps intuitive wisdom is more accurate. And this intuitive wisdom is something that's within all of us, and we have to discover and uncover through this meditation practice. Rest in natural great peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of samsara. Rest in natural great peace. Rest in natural great peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts, like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of samsara. Rest in natural great peace. rest in natural great peace. This exhausted mind, beaten helplessly by karma and neurotic thoughts. Like the relentless fury of the pounding waves in the infinite ocean of samsara. Rest in natural great peace. Thank you.